The Trump administration's practice of separating children and parents at the border was terrifying to many immigrants. Even those who are in the country legally are beginning to wonder that their families could be broken apart, too. As NPR's David Shaper reports, anti-immigrant threats and actions have many Latino Americans living on edge.
Mexican immigrant Sarah has a hard time watching the news these days. In fact, when I ask her about it, the 37-year-old mother of four chokes up immediately and tears stream down her cheeks.
I'm sorry. It's emotional.
The scenes of mothers and children being separated remind Sarah of her own border crossing 15 years ago, when she had to leave her young daughter behind for a time. They were reunited here in Chicago, where Sarah and her husband have since had three more children who are U.S. citizens. Sarah asked that we not use her last name because she now fears more than ever that she and her husband could be deported and their family torn apart. Through an interpreter, she says those constant worries are affecting their health.
Mi esposo es mucho estrés, mucho dolor de cabeza.
There's a lot of stress. My husband's very stressed. He'll sleep for like a little bit and then he'll wake up. He has a lot of headaches and it's hard for me to sleep.
Sarah says her children are feeling the stress and anxiety too.
Para ellos como hijos, que se preocupan qué es lo que va a pasar.
I know what's going on. It's very worrying for them, but on the other hand, we try to just live and keep going, but that's no way to live.
It appears such worries are on the minds of many immigrants these days.
Did you see the news last night?
It's that question Hannah Bonifacius hears almost every day as she teaches English as a second language to immigrants on Chicago's Northwest Side.
Did you see the news last night? And I'd say, which story? And it's always about immigration.
Many immigrants in her classes have fled violence and are already stressed out about finding jobs, housing, and education. So Bonifacius say facing new uncertainties about their legal status here can be traumatizing.
Our current climate is affecting their mental health, for sure.
Mia Fioretto-Rubin is Bonifacius' colleague at the Refugee and Immigrant Resettlement Agency World Relief Chicago and says she sees people walking in every day in a state of crisis. And it's not just those who are undocumented.
We have people who have already naturalized and been citizens for years who have come back to us and asked, could this be taken away from me? The fear is there for every single person who was not born on American soil, and even some people who were born here but to immigrant families. There is the concern that somehow, some way, they're going to be forced to leave.
The biggest fear, says Rubin, is the uncertainty of what's coming next. With new policies implemented in what she calls a capricious way, that fear can quickly turn to panic.
We are absolutely seeing a significant increase in anxiety, depression, all of the physical manifestations of that. Clients reporting to us that they're having severe headaches, an increase in blood pressure.
Many in the Latino community try to calm their fears with faith. Here at St. Alexis in the Chicago suburb of Bensonville, parishioners during the Spanish language masses often say prayers for immigrants detained at the border and for political leaders to provide justice. They light more candles before and after mass, and some kneel and pray at the Grotto of the Sacred Heart in the courtyard outside of church. Father Matthew Nathan, the pastor of St. Alexis, says he's even blessing more religious figurines believed to help protect their families.
The most common statues that I would bless after Mass would be Our Virgin of Guadalupe, St. Jude, who is the patron of lost causes, and then I'll always get a St. Michael the Archangel, the defender, the protector of those that are being attacked.
And under attack is exactly how many Latinos here say they feel these days.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, we feel like they're after us.
53-year-old Amelia Chaidez has been a U.S. citizen since coming here as a child. But she says in recent months, she feels more eyes following her as she shops. And she points to viral videos of white Americans screaming at Latinos to go back to their country, even when the targets of such vitriol were born here.
I wasn't worried before. I was angry. But right now, I'm beginning to worry. I think they're after us. I really do.
What gives Chaidez and others in the Latino community here hope is the strength they find in their faith, their family, their friends and neighbors, as they pray that the anti-immigrant mood will soon lift. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.